What country is this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagrebem zloty gnie.
Hello and welcome to Planet H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very well, Terry. Very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Oh, you got me this time.
All right, let's call a truce now. An eye for an eye.
We'll just proceed as normal from
now. It's a pleasure to be here, Andy.
How the hell are you?
Yeah, I'm well, like I just said.
As I just told you how I am.
It's been, I tell you what, we had
it's been.
Oh dear.
Literally.
It has been just over a week since we've seen each other.
We were at Tenacious D.
Yeah. In the three arena.
Now, here's my take on the night, Terry.
All right. By the way, you went for free, so I don't
My take on it was, first of all,
if I hear one complaint, I'm going to tear this place apart.
I had some family emergency issues, which sort of tainted. I won't get into that now. That's for the Patreon. So that was a bit, you know, it sort of took me out of it. It was a Monday night, so that, you know what I mean? My only issue with it was
the first 40 minutes.
The first 40 minutes of it. Yeah. I mean, like, basically, they played their new album, or the album from last year, Post-Apocalypto. And there's some good songs on it. Like, I enjoyed some of the songs on it, but they sort of, I didn't really like the fact that they, like,
you couldn't see them properly.
They were behind the screen because there was stuff being projected in front of them, which looked kind of cool. The sketches didn't land for me. It wasn't even sketches, like, they were like animated shorts. It was just still shots.
Apparently the Post-Apocalypto thing is, you know, this, it's not even claymation or whatever, like, you know, it's this,
yeah,
it is still shots of them just doing voices,
yeah,
and that's the internet,
like, crudely drawn.
They put that cartoon on the internet with the thing,
yeah,
with the album. I agree with you that they didn't need to do
The whole thing.
No,
or, like, even if they just sprinkled the songs throughout the gig, like, how much better, because they weren't even, like, acknowledging the sort of crowd. It was almost like you're just watching them,
but it was very
and
much,
then when the thing came up, it was
deadly. Like, thank you very much, and now the greatest hits. But it was purely, you could tell it was just like, okay, we're doing this for ourselves, and the fucking 12,000-13,000 people at it, like,
a lot of
which
people,
was crazy,
like, on a Monday night.
I went on a Saturday night when the
you went a few years ago, and
when
it
Rise
that.
Of the Phoenix had just dropped, which is
that
their
was a banger,
their best
it
album.
It is their best album,
and nobody was there. They were like asking us, "Do we want, like, move to better seats and stuff?" I was like,
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
He's some man, Jack Black and Kyle are like
Kyle is great for some, like, I was almost. Like, a lot of the time when I'm watching it, I'm just looking at Jack Black. You know what I mean? Like, he's
such
just
a showman,
very,
like,
enigmatic. You know,
like, it would have been almost 10 years ago when I went to see them. Well, was it 2013? So 7 years, roughly. And Jack Black was doing all these kicks and around the stage, and, like, obviously he's 7 years older or whatever, he looks he looks it, but, like, he still has so much energy. Like, when they're playing guitar to one another, it looks like, like, I'm looking at it, like, that looks really sore.
Yeah,
but they're, like, going
fast strumming, and
but they're just like, and they're, like, lunging into one another now. Like,
I mean, like, he's just a.
I've been to see him 3 times. That was probably my least favorite. I don't want to say it was, like, bad, because it was really the second half of the show. They did another, like, hour 10, hour 20 of, like, all the stuff, pretty much.
It was just, I felt if it had been any other night for me. With the stuff that wasn't sort of going on, like, with the family, and I'm sort of thinking of that, and then, like, okay, I have to get home, and then the gig for everyone else is great, the gig's going on mad late, but I'm like, I had to say to you, like, I have to go, like, before they'd actually totally finished. But
missed the encore.
Yeah, you knew
left
what it
when he was playing Thin Lizzy.
Did you a favour.
Jailbreak.
Shout out to Faye, though, for the free ticket. Thank you, Faye.
It's my birthday present, so you should really be thanking me.
Availing of other people's birthdays. That was a Coke Zero that I opened, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
One, I drink a Coke Zero every day.
Had one this morning.
Oh, can?
Can.
Of course.
First thing, helps get things moving.
Got a midship bone. So yes, hi ho.
You know, but the best part of the night was
driving home.
No, I was telling Kerry about it. She couldn't stop laughing. I was like, when I went to the bathroom. And right, I went to the bathroom. This is what I thought happened. Right,
it turns out we both
went to the bathroom and we were standing next to each other. But I went to the bathroom. It was one of those troughs, and I'm like standing there, and then someone turned out to be Terry, stood like right next to me, and I was thinking, like, well, that guy's a bit close. I'm just gonna move a little bit.
Beside the divider.
There was a divider. And I moved a little bit to the left, and then like I was like, oh my god, this guy's a fucking psychopath. Like, it was like I thought like the guy started talking to me. He's like, so I'm doing this thing, we're having a thing for my mother this Saturday, and I was like, this guy's making some weird joke about boundaries or something, like, you know. It's and then you're, and like I was just, I'm not engaged, and you're like, hello. I looked up, like, now I have to acknowledge it. I still at this time didn't realise it was you. I was like, oh Jesus.
Ah, it's yourself.
Oh man, it was worth it for that alone. But no, it was
great time.
Yeah, it was good. What have you been up to in the meantime?
Since then, nothing much really. Kind of just chilling out in the house. Took Monday off. Work. But the baby had to get her vaccinations.
It's always fun, isn't it?
That was a heartbreaker, let me tell you right now.
It's traumatic, like.
Never seen her so upset.
Yep.
And like and then we got her home and she was grand, she was playing on her mat, and then I was like, look, I'm gonna go out and do a bit of food shop. I was saying to Faye, look, I'll see you in an hour, whatever. Went down to the Aldi, came back.
Doing as well?
Yeah.
Oh nice.
Walked. It was a lovely day.
And carried the bags home?
I got the bus home.
I'm not Superman.
I'm like a McIntyre. I've made that walk where it's like loading up the bags.
Loading up the iron.
Yeah. But I got home, and just as I got home, the baby woke up for a feed or whatever. Didn't want the feed, was inconsolable, just fucking crying
from
for
the injections.
Like they said, you know, she's going to be a bit off, whatever. But it was 30-40 minutes of just her crying. Faye's like trying to get rid of me, didn't want me, kind of settled a bit with Faye and stuff. But it was just heartbreaking, like.
Oh man. Fucking like, and they have to get tough. And they have to get loads, like,
yeah,
the
gotta
first
go back
year.
2 months, like.
It's like some of them are better than others, like, but like
apparently that's the worst one, they say.
The first one actually Joni got when she was asleep and she didn't wake up. Jesus. I was like, great. But all the other ones after that, she was crying. But it's kind of like they're sort of like, she's kind of like looking at you, and I'm like, ugh.
I was trying to get her to look at me. Like, she was looking up at Faye, and I was like, no, look at me. Like, you can associate it with me. Faye's like, she's going to associate this.
They think, like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And it's just like, then, oh, sorry.
Yeah, like, do you remember getting your vaccinations?
No.
Exactly.
Joni wouldn't even remember now. Like, but I mean, we definitely didn't have to get as many as you have to get now.
Nope.
You have to get about fucking 12 or something, like, all together.
It's fucking it. Well, look,
some of them are like 3 at a time.
It's better, you know. But
we did.
Just kind of been chilling. Valentine's very low key.
What you do?
I cooked dinner, steaks. Nice. We watched a movie. The baby slept for
her pick or yours?
She picked one.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called
that's romantic.
Waves.
Waves.
Yeah.
Go on.
Filmed by Trey Edward Schultz.
You lost me.
Yeah. It's kind of an indie film. Very interesting. You wouldn't like it. And I can't even describe it to you. It's kind of really good acting. Kind of the story of a young man who is a wrestler. And then if I go into any more, like, he's like an amateur wrestler.
Right.
If I go into any more, it will, you know, giveaway.
Oh, right.
So, but it's very, very good. Very good acting. Really good direction as well. Like, say, there's a lot of use of like neon and like pulsing
stuff.
And like, say if he's angry, and it's kind of stuff. It's not really in your face, but like, he's angry. He's going to a party. He's outside a house, and then you just see on the inside of the house, like, all the lights are like red. You're like,
because he's angry.
Yeah,
but you know, it's not like the whole
screen is red. You're like, you see him, and you hear the music thumping, and he's kind of.
It was like,
around.
What was that movie? I'm comparing it. You're gonna hit the roof when you hear this comparison. But you remember The Business? that movie. That,
what with Danny DeVito? No,
hear me out. Hear me out now.
All right.
And that was your man.
Fucking grim movie.
Nick Love. Mm. Fucking artist. But I remember specifically.
Zeba fucking D.
That they started with, like, it was all mad neon because it was all 80s, and then as he gets down into the, you know, dregs,
it's the mid, it starts off the early 80s and the mid 80s,
and then it just goes, like, the color almost just turns, like, it's all dark grays and all that
his
sort of stuff,
his skin, his hair, all that
I mean, I know that's it's I'm no, sure there's no look, comparison in the movies, but
it was a very good movie, I have to say. You probably won't ever watch it, no, but
100%.
It's been getting some really good reviews. What else do we watch? Watched a bit. I'll tell you what, I found a show.
Yes.
On Comedy Central.
Yes.
Half hour comedy. It's called Corporate.
Will I like it though?
Yeah, you'll like it.
Will I?
Yeah, you'll like it. So the guy from.
It's Andy Samberg in it by
any chance. No. The guy, and no laugh track or anything like that.
Okay,
the guy
good.
From. Do you remember the guy from The Wire?
I know.
You watched it where it was the big, tall lieutenant guy. He's in John Wick. He's the concierge in John Wick.
Oh, yeah.
But. He's not the main character, but it's about these people that work at a corporate company called Hampton Deville. Right. He's the CEO, but he's like one of these like alpha maniacs.
Right.
Like,
right.
I was watching one last night. It's like two seasons, I think, but the episode I was watching last night, I was actually thinking of you because the main character in it is like saying that he wants to be able to go drinking on a, you know, a work night, and his friend's like, no, I'm going home, doing nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sitting with the cat. Your man keeps trying to push it, being like, no, I'm still young, I can still do it. And at one point, I was like, you just give up. Like, you know, like, I'll tell you, when it hit me, I was like in my 20s, I was at an art show and I didn't understand what was going on. And then this wave of calm just came over me. And I was like, oh, I'd rather be at home on my own doing nothing. And I was like, oh, that's calm. Like,
that's me. No bones about
it. There's a bit, and it was like, there's a conversation they have where he's like, what are you going to do tonight? And he's like, I'm going to masturbate. And then there's a girl sitting at the table with the HR rep, and she's like, yeah, me too. And then they do a little song at the end.
Is this your con? What's it on?
It's on Comedy Central, so it's on your Skybox or whatever. But basically, he's the only one that's saying, like, no, I still want to do it. And he's supposed to be going to this gig at 1 a.m. And as he gets in the car to go...
Yeah.
Drops of rain kind of hit the windshield, and it's just this calm comes over me. Like, going back in the house, taking off all his clothes. Like,
that's my kind of guy. My guy.
Yeah, it's very good. It's a real sleeper show. Like, he's the only guy I would know that's in it.
Right.
You might know the girl who plays. She's kind of an indie girl who plays the HR. You might know her to see. Kind of interesting looking, I'd say.
Is she in Afterlife by any chance?
No, it's American. No. But.
Racist.
Good.
I am such a racist.
But it's a good show.
All right.
It's my new half an hour comedy watch. Okay. Because they're very hard to come by these days.
I don't know what. I mean.
Whatever happened to the half hour comedy?
I'll tell you. Speaking of half hour shows, I'll tell you what I have been watching myself.
Yes.
Ballers.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you something. It is the best shit show.
I knew you were going to say that to me because you said it to me before. Because
I can't pretend like it's a good show, but it's also great. Don't jerk me around. It's got, obviously, Dwayne The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Rob Corddry.
Yeah.
It's got Russell Brand. Shooter McGavin.
Ooh,
Had Andy Garcia last season. It's got, I mean...
But, like, is it just, like...
It's like Entourage your... It's kind of... I haven't seen sports, Entourage, but know? It's kind of like...
Sex and the City with sports.
You're, like, the male equivalent of the shit that, like, our girlfriends watch.
Okay,
or watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's not good, but it is good. Season 5, to be fair, has been shite.
And, like, have you been watching Sky Comedy at all?
No. Oh, The New Curb I've been watching.
Hey, me too.
And it's been... Yeah, very good.
I haven't seen the latest one, but the one I watched...
I've seen the first couple, yeah.
Where he was giving a speech at like...
Oh, I didn't see
that. He's being accused of sexual harassment, and he's giving a speech at it. Uh-huh. And it's this trans actress. I won't tell it, but
I'm probably going to watch that tonight.
That's good.
We were doing... I don't know what we did for Valentine's Day. I fucking nailed it, Terry. I got some chocolates, right?
Yeah.
Generic. It was the generic gifts, right? But...
What kind of chocolates?
I don't know, Lily O'Brien's. Yeah. Some, whatever the shite was. Yeah.
You're really pushing the boat out there.
then, I just happened to remember as I was passing Dunn's on my way home, like, bollocks, it's Valentine's Day. And I was like, okay, flowers. So I got flowers too. That's what you do. Yeah. And it's like, lo and behold, they had her favourite flowers, white tulips.
I was going to say tulip.
White tulips.
And then I was going to make a joke of you eating the tulips.
But the thing was, I had them in the car, so I had to have a whole thing. I had to buy a vase? Fill it with water, keep it in the car overnight, and all this sort of stuff. I can't remember what we ate or what we watched.
I can just think of you when you're walking home, like, oh no! It's Valentine's!
That's literally... Is that like you, like that kid? Like, oh no! I've got detention!
And a very inside joke.
Running back
there
to the school. I tell you what, I have been in a great mood in the last 2 weeks, and I'll tell you why.
I know why.
Why?
You're getting your jits on.
Terry, it has been unbelievable. I don't mind telling you.
All right.
Now, I'm getting up at 5, so it's early.
Yeah.
Some cars on the road, which I quite like.
You fly in then? How long does it take you? Okay.
From Arklow to Monkstown, I'll leave Arklow at like 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
And I get there for about 5:50.
That's good.
It's
yeah,
actually quite good. I'm not speeding, if anyone's
right.
asking.
Yeah, right.
But it's been deadly because it's like, you know, like I said,
feeling
I'm getting
before work, like,
and I'm just. But today I forgot my towel, and if I was going to the gym, I'd be like, right, well, that's that. I can't.
You don't
can't
do a towel at the gym.
No, well, you have to buy one.
Really?
It's Ben Dunn. That's why it's £20 a month. But
so they get you.
I'm going to cancel that membership. But I didn't have a towel for. There's only 2 showers in the Jiu-Jitsu place, mm-hmm. and I don't think many people use them. And you know, it's not really renowned for like getting naked and fucking showering.
Right.
You know what
sure.
I mean? But anyway, so I have to use my T-shirt today, which is why I'm wearing the shirt, this fancy shirt right now.
Oh my god!
I dried myself with a T-shirt today.
Fuck's sake.
But the head coach, Darragh O'Connell, 2018 European Nogi Champ, Darragh O'Connell. Was chatting to me today.
You're throwing a lot of big words at me. I don't understand them. I'm going to take them as a mark of disrespect.
And he goes, he's like, you have a podcast yourself, do you? I was like, I do. Because when I first came
get
in.
Get him to retweet it.
When hey, I first buddy, came in, he was like, you have a brother, do you? I was like, yeah, Tony. Because he kind of knows Tony. He's like,
everybody knows as Tony.
Tony. Marcia. So yeah, he was like, when he came in, I thought that lad looks just like Tony, whatever. And yeah, he was talking to one of the lads, and he was like, oh yeah, he said, you know, Tony's brother's training. He's like, oh, he has a podcast too. I was like, unbelievable, this is getting mentioned to me. Yeah.
Minor celebrity.
I'm telling you, things are going to be a little bit different now. But
can I just touch on one topic before we get into the episode?
Sure.
We talked about the Oscars a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you feel like you didn't.
I'm in an abusive relationship, to be honest.
You love something that you once hated.
They're messing with my emotions too much. 11 nominations for Joker, and they get the one,
two.
Great, fantastic. Gives Parasite, one of my I talked about on this podcast, one of the best films of the year, probably my favorite of last year. Gives them 3 of the big 4: director, screenplay, best picture. First. Foreign language best picture ever. I don't know, man. I'm like, I thought
what's
it was
the
out.
Problem?
I thought it was out, and they're pulling me back in.
What's the problem?
The problem is, they make me want to care about it again. Where I was
Parasite.
No, just the Oscars in general.
Why? Oh, because they gave it to a good movie. Like
yeah, because they're doing the right thing. Like, you know, they didn't give it to Green Book. You know, they didn't give it to fucking.
Because you were
the artist, whatever. Like, you know.
Oh yeah, because I remember before you were like, they broke me.
Yeah, that was it. I thought it was going to be 1917, which I turned off 45 minutes.
Yeah, you were saying, yeah. Very unlike you. Very like me. Very unlike you.
Maybe it's just was the way I was watching it, whatever. But, you know, Brad Pitt got the Oscar.
Yeah.
Best supporting actor.
Is that his first Oscar?
That's his first Oscar. Perfect. Well, first Oscar as an actor. I think he won as a producer for 12 Years a Slave.
Well, it doesn't really count, does it?
I mean.
Oscar winner. You wouldn't say Oscar winner. You would say I'm an Oscar winner.
No, Ben Affleck was the director of Argo, but he was also the producer. He won an Oscar for
it. He was the director of what?
Argo.
Oh, yeah.
Won Best Picture.
Yeah.
But he didn't win Best Director. So do you not give him the Oscar because he's a producer?
No, you give it to the director, the writer.
No, if you win Best Director, you get the... They don't bring the director up onto stage if you win Best Picture.
Why not?
Because
he's the director.
Yeah, well, he's up for Best
Director.
He's
like the CEO of the movie.
No, the producer is.
The producer just gives the money.
He hires the director. He's the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a sub-boss, which is the director.
I thought the producers just financed the movies.
No. They have a lot of...
So the producers get the script. And
they'll
say, we need fucking Ron Howard or something.
Yeah, whatever. Like, they put the whole thing together. That's the thing. Like, they put the financing. They do everything.
You know what together. My very simplistic thought of
here's a check.
I thought producer was literally, okay, we have $5 million. So this much has gone on. Actors, it's not salary, but
yeah,
fee
yeah,
or whatever.
Like this is
going on props. This yeah. one's going on fucking location. This one's going on.
That is part of it.
Is that kind of it?
That is part of it. But they put the whole project together and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, you know.
Why is it? Here's a question for you sure. that you'll be able to answer. Why don't they put on movies produced by and then all the producers in one? Why is it like produced by Terry Towner, produced by Andy Cantwell, produced by...
It's a different level of producers.
Yeah, but they still say
there's like exec producer.
But the top ones at the top of the list.
Yeah,
then.
Exec producer Terry Towner. Co-producer.
Vice president.
Co-produced by Andy Cantwell.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go. Like, so like the people to... the people who like start like take the project and mold it and put it all together, they would be the executive producer.
Hmm.
But somebody who might contribute some money towards it or whatever would just be
producer.
A producer. And they might have a say. They're like, look, I have a deal with this location here. Can we go shoot here
right.
or whatever? Oh, very interesting stuff. I'm sure you'll all agree out there.
I'm interested. Yeah. Could the producer fire the director?
Yeah, that's how they do.
Ah, right.
That's it. Like, look at Star Wars. Look at Star Wars, right?
No thanks.
Kathleen Kennedy is the producer of the Star Wars movies. She runs Lucasfilm,
right.
which is owned by Disney.
Right.
Okay, so Disney, but Disney wouldn't be so hands-on.
Yeah,
it's just they're the huge parent company that owns everything these days.
Yes,
but she fired a guy off Star Wars and then brought J.J. Abrams on.
Were people happy about that?
They were at the time, and then they saw the movie, and
and
then your man's script came out. The original director, he was the guy that made Jurassic World. You know, the first new Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. Jurassic World, is that?
Yeah.
That was the new one?
That was Jurassic World, and there's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
What's the third Jurassic Park movie?
Jurassic Park 3?
Yeah.
And
Lost
then
World, that's what that was.
That was 2.
What was 3? It was 3
Jurassic
just 3?
Jurassic Park 3, yeah.
3 Claw Prints.
Yeah.
Claw
and then they've made 2 more since then.
Yeah, I've seen one of them.
Yeah, you've probably seen the first one.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but like that guy was supposed to be doing Star Wars, and they sacked him. Creative differences, whatever.
Mm.
But then his script came out, and it seems to be
is
way
anyone,
way better.
Is anyone happy with Star Wars these days? Everyone hates. Everyone's just
I like
ragging on Star
I
Wars.
I like the middle one. I like The Last Jedi. That was good because it was a bit different and stuff. But yeah, you know, I'm not a huge Star Wars guy. I never have been.
No,
like I don't think. Yeah, I went to see the prequels in the cinema. Those were the first ones.
Oh, I think I did too. The first one, The Revenge of the Sith, or
Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace,
yeah,
ridiculous.
Now that's what I call pod racing. Shall we get into The Simpsons,
please? What episode are we talking about today?
We're talking about season 6, episode 9.
Okay, now I just wanted the title, and you're kind of stepping
Homer
on my,
Batman.
You're kind of stepping on my toes.
It debuted too.
Okay. It aired, if I can cut you off there, on November 27th, 1994, written by Greg Daniels and directed by Jeffrey Lynch.
Now, Greg Daniels, you might know him as a... We had this conversation before, maybe, but he's big hand in King of the Hill, The Office.
Oh, yeah.
He's interesting to see that he got his start on The Simpsons. Or like
so many did, didn't
yeah.
they? What's David Merkin doing these days?
I think he's just being David Merkin and counting those checks, isn't he?
He's not doing any. He's not working.
I don't think so. Yeah. Like, they go through cycles of showrunners. Like Al Jean, who's a showrunner for years, left, and now he's still doing it.
Oh yeah.
Al Jean and Mike Rice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mike Rice, I think, is doing F is for Family as well.
Oh, is he?
I think so, yeah.
Because they did Teen Angel, the two of them. Yeah, that's a joke that breaks from the Simpsons.
Stop bringing Teen Angel into conversation.
Guys, if you want to hear Teen Angel stuff, we'll do a Patreon on it. Like, we'll
cover, please don't.
We'll, there's only one season. We'll cover every episode.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, brilliant. Can I stop proceedings for a second? Sure. I forgot my notebook.
Sure, I'll vamp.
You just riff. Yeah. Don't make a fool of me.
So anyway, guys, the premise of Teen Angel is two best friends sitting in one of them's bedroom, and they find a burger from Halloween from the year before. And Marty, who's a bit of a prankster, and Steve, who's a straight-laced student, Marty dares Steve to eat the burger. But Steve, in turn, flips it on and dares Marty to eat the burger. Marty eats it, killed instantly, goes to heaven, and then is sent back down to be Steve's guardian angel. When only Steve can see him. And I tell you, boys,
we're back.
You better not cut any of that out.
I won't.
Hijinks, you know, they happen. Oh, my God. By producers of the Sabrina as well, the teenage.
Okay, well, that was good.
They had a crossover episode.
We have a question, Terry.
Oh.
Would you believe? So before we actually get into it, and of course, do you have the podcast Gmail on your...
sure do. Let me see right here. Now, choose an account. Put an hpod.
@gmail.com for anyone who's listening.
There you go.
Thank you. Yeah, oh, I'm in anyway. Thank you.
I'm Donovan.
Don't need that. Now.
Notable guest stars on Teen Angel were...
Okay, question is... this is a question from old pal of the show, Neil, who is one of our earliest patrons. Thank you for the question, Neil. The question is, Terry...
The password is...
I hope you two are well...
Is that question?
That's what we say. And that's it.
Thank you, Neil.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, mercy.
Okay, get it together. He's like, so the other day I saw the celebrity power couple John Legend and Chrissy Teigen are to appear in the new episode of The Simpsons. Now, in general, they seem like a decent pair, and as far as celebrities go, I quite like them. But being on The Simpsons now, as opposed to the Golden Age, they actually go down a little bit in my estimation. It led me to think that, if I were a big celebrity, that I would probably turn down a guest spot on The Simpsons these days because the quality is generally so low, and I want to retain my artistic integrity. So, with that overly long lead-up in mind, my question is, when you two are inevitably offered a guest spot on a new episode, will you accept it? Loving the show. Keep up the good work. P.S. You should go back and do season 3.
In answer to your question, 100% I would accept that. Give me that money.
Just to clarify, if anyone from The Simpsons is listening, 100%.
Nancy Cartwright.
Nancy Cartwright. I know you viewed our story that one time. I see you, Nancy.
100%. As far as season 3 goes, I am getting dog's abuse from close friends of mine.
Really?
I can't believe you didn't do season 3. So
we'll go back and do
it.
We'll go back.
Yeah, we'll go back.
100%. I don't particularly like John Legend myself.
I'm a big fan of Chrissy Teigen, though.
I don't know.
Why? She's fun.
I don't really... She looks funny, like...
No, I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
She looks kind of funny.
Andy, that face you just pulled there made you look like Beaker from The Muppets.
She does. She looks... Look, it's not my face.
It most certainly...
It's not my face. I'm not oil painting, but... Yeah. She just looks... She's got that plastic...
Yeah, you
plastic
look like the Scream oil paint.
All right. Let's get on with the show, anyway.
Thanks for the question, Neil.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks.
Keep them coming.
Please do. Yeah. So, Greg Daniels, who wrote the episode, originally pitched the episode as being more centered on Lisa and Homer's opposing ideas on feminism. Stop it. Eventually, the episode became more of a satire of the media and television shows like Hard Copy. David Merkin felt very strongly about the tabloidization of the media and said that the episode was as current in 2005, which I guess is when he was interviewed about it.
That's on the DVDs, I think.
As it was. If anything, it's gotten worse. I mean, way worse. Let alone 2020. But.
Well, like, you don't even want to go into what happened last weekend.
What happened last weekend, Luke?
That poor woman killed herself. From Love Island.
Yeah. And man, did you see the... There was only a thing released there yesterday of the family. Like, she had a big long post that she was advised not to post. And it was all about how, like, her life is falling apart. And how, like, her family's life is falling apart. And trying to keep it together. And, like, she's not a bad person and all this sort of stuff. Now, what annoyed me most about that was... Who told her not to post it? You know what I mean?
Was it her, like, publicist?
She had said,
like,
the assault against her boyfriend was an accident. She's like, and that's what it was. It was an accident. Mm.
What did she do to him? Like?
I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Like, I'm very much out of that loop. Just,
yeah, I don't know.
Like,
but I wonder if she'd have posted it, I would have imagined she would have got a lot of positive reaction from it, which may have prevented the whole thing. But, like, she was advised not to post it, and then she's like, okay, well, I've nowhere... Anyway, it's not our wheelhouse to talk about these serious issues. But
like
but
that, it just shows you what, like you say, the media or whatever that like is kind of.
I mean,
it's just rotten out there. Like
I had a lot of thoughts about this particular episode as we're getting into it. The juxtaposition, if you like that word, of 1994 compared to 2020, because. Yeah. A lot of jokes they couldn't do now.
Yes.
That much.
Oh, yeah.
The talk show Ben, which is hosted by a bear named Gentle Ben wearing a microphone on his head, reflects the writer's feeling that anyone could host a talk show because all they need is a microphone and an audience.
I was watching this and... I got a lot of mixed emotions when it comes to...
excellent.
Gentle Ben, right?
Ooh, yes.
Because I knew it was a show. I knew there was a show called Gentle Ben.
There actually was?
Yeah.
Was there?
Yeah, where it was a show set in the Everglades that like it was about I think it was some boys and a bear, you know.
Right.
But that, the idea for the Simpsons joke is it's the bear from Gentle Ben.
Right,
it's Ben
right,
from Gentle Ben hosting his talk show.
So what's the issue?
So I remember being in school and like making a joke about Gentle Ben being like, oh, like that talk show. And I'll name him right now. Conlett Stanley. If you're listening, Conlett. He started like pissing himself off and he was like, he thinks that there was actually a joke. And I'm like, no, you're missing. But of course, when you're in third year and there are a bunch of idiots in the class, which nobody wants to listen to, you know.
The voice of reason.
Well, look, I'll just say it went straight over all their heads. But that, there was little solace to be had in that, to be honest.
I swear to God, these unjust moments in school stick with me. I specifically remember in senior infants, Robbie O'Neill, you know who you are. Yeah. He took one of the girls' like playing cards out of her bag and put them in my bag. I seen him do it, and she gave out to me, the teacher gave out to me. And I was like, Robbie O'Neill did it, miss. Like, still, at 34, I remember this. I remember having the thought at 5, when I die and go to heaven, God's going to straighten this whole thing out, because he's looking. That's literally the thought I had in my 5-year-old.
Get out of here, O'Neill.
But yeah, those things in school, they the unjustness of it is just festive.
Look, I'll just say, more fool me for having, you know, such a, you know, advanced comedy.
You know what, you were just ahead of your time.
Yeah, tell you
that's
what.
That's all it was.
Also, like, how did I know about Gentle Ben?
Gentle Ben at 16?
Not even, at like 30, 14, whatever it was. Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, I don't know, that's my brain. I didn't want to take in history, but I would take in whatever was on TV.
Put it on that TV and
yeah, absolutely.
It's right in there.
Oh, tell me about it.
The episode got a Nielsen rating of 9.5, equivalent to approximately 9.1 million viewing households.
Is that up, down?
It was the highest rated show on Fox that week, beating Married with Children.
Yeah,
it was the 50th rated show overall, which I guess in 94 is not too bad for, you know. Wouldn't be season four stats.
What was the air date of this?
November 94.
Okay. Well, we're past OJ anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. as OJ and the Bronco, but I'll talk about that a little bit later. So,
please do. Yeah. The Daily Telegraph.
Oh, hello.
Characterized the episode as one of the 10 best Simpsons TV episodes. Now, the Telegraph aren't known for their Simpsons knowledge. They're not known for much at all, to be honest. But damn, Entertainment
you,
Weekly.
You put them on blast?
Entertainment Weekly put this show episode as number 18 in their top 25.
Of all time?
All time. In 2003. I'm sure it'd be different now.
We'll get it.
Those writers are long dead. Anyway.
Shall we start the episode proper? Please. Or have you got any more?
Checks, notes, no. I have nothing.
What do you think of this opening? When it started, I was like, is this the one where Bart gets the jagged cereal in his,
Oh yeah, for some reason I thought it
starts with cereal and like, he's having the Lucky Charms, and I was like, oh, is this the one with the, you know, the jagged metal O's?
Yeah,
it's Crustios, obviously.
Crustios, damn it.
But they're complaining that, you know, they want more sweets, and I love Homer straight away. Like, it's setting the tone. It's like, ooh, you like sweets, kids?
He's like, he like leans in. Like,
I know a place that's sweeter than sweetness itself. Like,
yeah. The donuts are sour as poison. You'd spit them out, you would.
And again, I had it in my head, you know, he gets the tickets for the candy industry trade show. I was like, oh, is this one where he takes the car for a test drive?
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's just him destroying Apu's.
I did like
stock.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I have asked you nicely not to mangle my merchandise. You leave me no choice but to ask you nicely again.
He's just like, what does he think? They're going into a shop and just ripping open everything. Like,
we've had to deal with people like that. Yeah, unbelievable.
My biggest pet peeve about working in a shop was someone walks in, unwraps a chocolate bar and just starts walking around the shop eating it, and then gives you the wrapper. You fucking prick. Takes a swig of a bottle of Coke or whatever, walking in. I'm like,
are you gonna pay for it? I know you're gonna pay for it, but like, the level of disrespect.
Absolutely seething.
Decorum. Like, what are we, animals here? Like,
I'm never
a human being.
I could never understand it. You wait.
Yeah, or of course you wait.
You don't own it yet. You know, like, I'm gonna pay for it. Like, I don't know you. I don't know. The bigger, you know, what actually annoyed me even more. I don't know why this is.
We should do Patreon about Centret.
Yeah, we should. The biggest thing that annoyed me was someone will have a chocolate bar and they give you the money, and as you're getting the change out, they're opening it and they're eating it at the counter.
You can't wait.
You fucking pig. You can't wait 1 minute till you get out of the shop,
folks. You don't want to see his eyes right now.
I mean, like, it's like, oh, I'm just so hungry. Like, just calm down. Like, just wait till you get out.
Sure, that sounded really nice for the listeners.
You're welcome. Anyway.
So, Bart wants to go, and Lisa wants to go, and Homer says, no, this is the one event I want my darling wife by my side.
Yeah, and Marge's like, thanks, but, you know, take the kids.
Marge, they got care of candy. Pure little muscles, not big, ropey ones like you.
I like the fact that the kids completely acknowledge, like, for the greater good.
Go. And then, like, I forgot how quickly it kind of, you're at the candy show. It's like,
literally, yeah, just like that.
They're sewing up the jacket, and it's like Homer is saying, you know, the pockets wouldn't be necessary if she was willing to sit out in a hollowed out wheelchair, which is genius, by the
way.
That
is genius. Yeah. I found it weird that Bart was stitching some pockets with Lisa. I thought it would maybe be a Lisa.
Everybody's
thing.
Pitching in, like.
Yeah.
So the babysitter is coming, and Marge had to choose between a grad student from the university and a scary-looking hobo.
Please the hobo, please the hobo, please the hobo.
Like, hi, I'm Ashley Grant. It's like, it couldn't have picked a, like...
I know.
Yeah.
Like polar opposite, like...
Yeah, but just the name, like, Ashley Grant.
Know,
like,
yeah.
Grant is, like, sounds like grad. In my head, I'm like, oh, Grant,
it's
Grant
the college
student.
Student's name, for sure. Yeah.
And Lisa, I found this bit, like, I was like, oh, how would Lisa know who she is?
She knows everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, I'll give it a pass.
Yeah. Bart's like, how can you leave us with this maniac?
I love Homer's like, if we get there early, we'll get our picture taken with the two surviving musketeers.
Yeah. And I did like the line, Bart's like, there's also a baby somewhere upstairs. And even like, I don't even know. This is number one. I'm gonna number them of the jokes that they couldn't get away with today. I don't think Bart could say, "Hear one of those. Don't call me a chick, chicks." I don't think. No, they could do. I don't think they would do it though.
No, but I think you could get away with that one.
Okay,
I think you're wrong.
Okay, well that's. I'm just warming up. No.
Yeah, okay. And so Miss Grant decides to dangle Disembowel of Four.
Yeah.
A game where condemned criminals dig at each other with rusty hooks.
I used to think as a kid, because she's like, do a little housework and you can play for 5 minutes. I'm like,
5 minutes?
Not worth it.
But I love the expression and like how like he's like clawing at his face. Like, yes. And like,
I love the visual gag of
wiggling the cartridge and runs right in. But like, then he's like, ow. Like,
he doesn't even know what happened.
Surprised. Like, what? Oh, now we're in the
candy convention.
There's youth right here.
Mr. Goodbar to the front desk. The front desk is looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Love it. Like, and I love the sign. Did you see the sign beforehand?
It was like candy convention room 1. Rat
candy shaped rat poison convention room just, 11.
That's
like,
so funny.
Like, first of all, the candy shaped thing, but then room 11. So it's so
close. Yeah.
Homer coming in says it feels like a kid in some kind of store. Mwah. Chef's kiss.
Love it.
And as you can see, I have created a lemon ball so sour it can only be safely contained in a magnetic field. The candy known as 77X42 is...
His face is
where
just
the
like
hell's the candy?
Imploding on itself.
I don't know. I tell you like this bit.
Oh, I was just about to... I just love that voice.
Hey, sir, try our wax lips. It's the candy of a thousand uses.
Like what?
One, a humorous substitute for your own lips.
Keep going.
Two, ooh, I'm needed in the basement.
It's the, like, the face, like.
And the little, like, look up.
Oh, the way he looks up, and like for some reason he looks to the side and he looks up and he's like,
just so, like, he's expected Homer to just walk
off. To have been gone. He's like, oh, you're still here.
So Marge sits down to, first of all, her jacket is like to the brim, which he wants a piece of celery. I know the security guy.
That's a great joke. You're gonna have to put some sugar on that celery stick, man.
Homer, this is me, by the way. Gummy bears, gummy calf's heads, gummy jawbreakers. I love gummy.
Are you a gummy fan?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah?
Sour gummies.
What is a
gummy bear? It's a jelly. It's a Haribo gold bear, whatever you want to call them. Like, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Tang Fastix at all?
I used to be. They're not. Well, actually, I meant to bring it up with the sour ball. They're not sour enough.
Now, no, they're not.
I remember being in your house, living at about, I don't know, 2 a.m, and I'm putting on my jacket, and I remember I had 2 sour, like, sucky sweets. You know, they were hard ones. Remember I gave you one?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember this? One was purple, one was blue, and the face on you. I've never seen you so... Like, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, that was like from the joke shop. It wasn't even like a nice sweet. It was like a joke sweet.
They were lovely.
Your head nearly blasted off into orbit, off my body.
I remember, I just couldn't stop.
I remember that. Yeah.
It was like 2 a.m. I was out the door. I was like, oh yeah, I have this. You're like, no, I don't want it. I was like, just take
even
it.
The way you were giving it to me, I knew there was something up. Like, just at 2 a.m, just take it.
I was like, I'll take it. Look at them. And I was like, and just your face. Oh, it was amazing.
Oh man, I love. I'm a big sweet fan.
Yeah, jellies, like
jellies. I like Chewits as well.
Did you get your Chewit selection box for Christmas?
What?
Oh, you didn't get one, no.
Chewit selection box.
Ooh, maybe take that up with Kerry, because I sent her a picture of the Chewit selection box. I told her to get it to you.
She replied?
Yeah. She said she'd add it to the list.
Fucking.
Sorry, Kerry.
God.
Sorry.
Alright. Alright then.
But it comes with all the original flavours: blackcurrant, strawberry, fruit salad, Did I say blackcurrant?
You did. You only named three.
I don't think what else the other ones are. Orange.
Apple.
Orange.
Strawberry.
No, I just said strawberry twice.
I don't know.
All right. Orange is and
pass I on think, the orange.
Oh, orange
always.
Is good.
I bet knew you. It. I bet of course you.
I bet you like orange. The ice cream ones, do you?
No, yeah, God okay. No.
But then you get.
I bet you're a My Waddy orange man.
Yeah, can be. Yeah,
My Waddy is.
This is a Tesco brand.
Tesco's fine. My Waddy is.
No, I'm not a My Waddy fan. Actually, it's lowest. It's the lowest.
It is the lowest. The lowest one. I will never. I will get water if they just have orange flavored cordial.
This is orange flavored.
Yep, I'd walk right past it.
Right, okay.
I did get lime, and I went down a treat.
Told you,
by the
lime.
Way.
Yeah. Lime. Lovely lime. So
why do I find that so funny?
I don't know. I said that to somebody else before when I brought it to football, and it was like, what do you have there? Can I have a shot of your water? I was like, well, it's lime. I was like, lovely lime. And they're like,
why is this joke killing?
I don't know.
It just works
in the delivery.
Lovely
I don't know.
Lime.
But.
Anyway,
I tell you what I found.
Yeah.
Chew it. Just last thing on chew.
Oh, yeah,
you know the way you can get fizzy.
Yeah.
So you can get fizzy apple. You get fizzy purple.
Yeah.
Or tutti frutti, whatever. I found a place. Fizzy pineapple. Let me tell you.
Fizzy pineapple chew it.
Yeah. Game changer, my friend.
Where do you get them?
There was a place up by the Beaumont House. It was a shop there, right? And the only reason I was up in Beaumont Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Going down to my sister used to live in Beaumont. So going from the hospital, I stopped into the shop and I saw them there and I was like, what the? What the? What? Oh my Lord. If you don't know what Chew-Its are, by the way, our overseas listeners.
They're like a taffy?
Maybe, yeah. You know,
flavored, fruity taffy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, taffy would be a good way to describe it.
So you can get these big, there's a €2 shop in Arklow, and you can get these big grab bags of Chew-Its.
Oh, yeah.
But
they're dangerous. Like,
I just tell you what, good luck opening them on day two.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth the effort on day two. Day one, you just peel it right up.
I'll tell you what they also have in the parent shop, since we're talking, and it's the right time to be doing it, let's be honest.
Let's do it.
There's a thing called Chews. Have you seen these?
Chews.
Yeah.
No.
Like refresher chews. So you know the refresher bars?
Yeah.
But you can get...
Are they kind of a bit longer?
No. They're like chew-it size. But they're, like you say, a grab bag or whatever. That.
Yeah.
But it's... So you
this
get
in-depth conversation.
Your refresher chews. They have regular flavor. They have apple. They have pink, whatever.
Pink.
Yeah, that's the flavor. But they also
strawberry
do. They also do drumstick chews. So it's like softer versions of your...
Interesting.
Mm.
I'll have to have a look at that in the pound shop.
Get it in Pound World or whatever they are. Or Deals or one of those.
Yeah, Deals.
You know,
that's
yeah,
what it
all
is.
That's
see, my issue with gummies is, right, I haven't come across a very good quality gummy sweet in like maybe 10 years.
Mm.
Like,
a fizzy gummy though, like.
Both, either one. You know what the closest thing that comes to it? Maynard's wine gums.
I'll tell you what.
They're the right level of hardness. I don't like them too soft. If they're too soft, I'll spit them right
what
in your face.
Andy, please.
No, Terry. No, I don't know.
What are your feelings on a fruit pastille?
Fucking love them.
I haven't
had them in a while.
Yeah, and that's I hadn't had one in years. And I bought a pack there recently. Man, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Now, while we're on the subject, Terry.
Yeah.
What's your chocolate bar of choice? Is it Dairy Milk?
Dairy Milk is a good one. Whisper is always top of the list.
Now, it's interesting you say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only last night, I was eating chocolate in bed, right? I'm just going to say it.
Typical Tuesday.
Typical Tuesday in the Camwell household. Yeah. I was eating chocolate in bed and we're watching fucking...
Liverpool lose.
We're watching... That's so frustrating.
You know what? If you're only as good as your last performance, you guys are shit. That's a lot to say.
Fucking shithousery and incompetent referee.
United are fucking brilliant. 2-0 Monday night.
That's that. I had an option for a whisper, a twirl, and a Dairy Milk.
Ooh, three of my faves. Top
I
three.
Know, they're my top three. And I was having an in-depth conversation with Kerry about them. I'm like, I'll tell you what, the twirl is deceptive because you think it's bigger than it is. It's thin.
Falls to pieces.
Yeah. And
you have it done in three bites.
Yeah, three bites. You have it done. Then the whisper is premium. I mean, premium.
Remember
chocolate.
They didn't have whisper. They
For
took
years.
They took it off the shelves.
How
what
dare
the
they?
How
dare they? Like, no, we're not making it anymore.
Like, why not? I
took two. We don't really feel like it.
Punks like us, like yeah. an equivalent of us.
But my only issue with Whisper is if I'm really craving chocolate, it's a little light. You know what I mean? But the Dairy Milk is like injecting chocolate into your veins. You're swimming it. I can't even talk for like 2 minutes after eating it. Like, it's, I mean, it's all Cadbury's. It's got to be Cadbury's. Yeah. But
Aero is the only one from Nestle that I would even
Aero
fuck with. Maybe a Yorkie.
I fuck with Aeros.
Yorkie sometimes as well. You used to love a Yorkie. Then they made it too small. You used to have six. Y-O-R-K-I-E. Yeah. And then they put it to five. Fuck off.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Like the Aero, I'm a fan of the Aero's presentation in general. Especially the single-fingered
remember,
ones.
You remember the ads for Aeros? That was like the luxury chocolate. No, it was just... You know, it would be like unwrapping this brown velvet packaging or whatever. You're like, something almost
sexual.
Yeah.
I almost prefer the layout because remember they had it, they were like wide, flat bars. And I liked that. Hmm. But I quite like it now. I quite like the single fingered little. Just when I look, when I'm holding an Aero.
Wait a minute, what's an Aero like now? Has it changed from a wide, flat bar?
It's, I just had one there. Yeah, well, it's the same width, but it's like, they're like. Bubbly, you know, like
oh yeah,
that sort of
anyway, back to this.
Back to gummies.
Gummy got us
got us on a wild tangent.
I do love how when Homer asks you, man, he's like, "That is the rarest gummy of them all, yeah. The gummy Velis de Milo, carved by gummy artisans who work exclusively in the medium of gummy."
Will you two stop saying gummy?
I
so
just
much?
Love that, like.
I'm always a fan of the joke, stop saying blah, 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 if something says it too much.
Stop saying Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, Homer asked Marge to distract the salesman.
Yeah.
Great sight gag here.
She says she won't make a spectacle of herself for her pockets explode. Yeah, like, how did that get there?
I love just the zoom in as well on, like, the pocket. Because it's like a bit of a far shot, and then it's like...
Yeah.
The stitching. And then Homer, of course, is like, it's going to take all my skin. I'm thinking, is this like the first time, or one of the first times they use that joke? Where it's like, it's going to take all my cunning.
It
like,
might be, yeah.
You know, like.
It's such a, even the little grunt he does when he punches the glass. Like, you know,
so like, halt, halt.
Run, Marge, save the booty.
This is possibly my favorite joke in The Simpsons ever.
Oh.
Like. I
wasn't ready for that. The see you in hell, candy boys.
I just love everything about it.
See you in hell, candy boys.
The kick.
I love the kick. It's like a proper technique. Yeah. Straight kick into the kick,
and then it's like...
Catches the can.
Yeah, and then rips off the... Maybe not my favourite joke, but like just my favourite sequence or something like that. That it's just like the Pop Rocks on...
Were you a fan of popping candy out of interest?
No.
No?
Never did it for me.
I like novelty candy.
You know, it's not doing anything for me. You know, it's not making me laugh. It's not giving me...
It's not making me laugh. Yeah. It's not like an arrow.
No, it's novelty candy, Cantwell. It's not doing that job. And it's not
it doesn't have like a fake nose and a mustache.
It's not doing the job of satisfying my candy craving.
What's happening here? What did you get distracted with on your arm?
The chocolate on my arm.
What's going on there?
Chocolate. Thought it might have been a mole.
Got chocolate.
Came
off.
But
and then like the explosion.
Just
even, like,
the explosion, and then it's like
so smart. I love how he dives right at the screen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love that it's not to the side. It's like straight.
And what I like about it is it's not like an explosion of soda. It is a full
actual
everybody's
explosion.
Dead. Die hard.
Everyone inside is dead, actually.
You know, that's brilliant. But like the line as well, like, see you in hell, candy boys.
Yeah,
like,
it's brilliant.
It's so good. And then it's just everybody's having good fun back at home, you know?
Yeah.
Big caramel deposit at the small of Marge's back.
I quite like that.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm coming.
They're just loving it.
Homer's looking for the gummy.
Yeah.
And he can't. She can't get far. She has no arms.
And then Yeah, somewhere just like, take the babysitter home. She's been sitting in the car for 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
20 minutes is unacceptable.
And it's like, yeah, she's plenty to do in there.
Yeah, she's having the time of her life.
So, Homer is driving her home and it's not now, going well.
Can I just say, this may be, I don't know if this is me, I don't know if this is the time we live in, but just even the scene these days of Homer driving her home, I kind of had, you know, you I don't know if it's just me, but I kind of had the thought, like, ugh. I don't know if you could even, you know,
it's, you know,
I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but no, it made me feel a bit like uncomfortable.
I get it. And actually, something I didn't talk about at the top of the show, I watched a film called Eighth Grade.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about a girl going through eighth grade or whatever.
Right.
By Bo Burnham. I don't know if you watch any of his stand up stuff.
No, but I've seen a still and I didn't care for it. Okay. So
he directed. But they have a scene quite like that where it's, she's in a car with an older boy, and it's just that feeling of,
it's
like,
uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, she's sitting in the back, and he's like, "Oh, get in the front,"
ugh.
And she's like, "No, it's okay." And then he's like, "Oh, I'll get in the back," and then I'm like, "Oh, no. This poor little girl." And like, the whole thing is in the film, she's like really quiet and has no friends, and I'm sitting there with my newborn child, and my heart is breaking. I'm God,
can't watch that sort of stuff.
It's really good, I have to say. It's really heartwarming.
But does anything happen?
It's like he takes off his top and he's like, they're playing true to there, and she's just like, huh? Like, and then he wants her to take off her top, and you think, oh, geez, she's going to. And in fairness to her, she doesn't,
right?
Because she's not ready. And then the worst thing is, then he like gets angry, gets in the front of the car, and he starts giving out to her. And he's like, you know, I'm just doing you a favor. Like, now your first kiss is going to be with some guy at a party, and you're going to suck at it. And I'm like, and she's like, I know, I'm sorry. And I was like, this poor girl.
I can't imagine. I actually can't imagine what it's like being a girl.
No. Let's get back to the funny stuff. So Homer, it's not going well when he's in the car with her.
Yeah.
He's like, how come you guys can go to the moon, but you can't make my shoes smell good? And she is not happy.
She's not liking it.
I'm sorry. Nobody's blaming you. Could you take the wheel for a second? I gotta scratch myself in two places at once. He's just like, and like, he's completely oblivious, but also like, and it's not like there's no malice in what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's just being
himself.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like, she's like, fuck off, like, yeah, essentially. So she wants to get out of the car, and then,
do you think she's right in being repulsed by him?
She seems in a fucking bad humor.
Maybe, like, just to wait in 20 minutes in the car.
Yeah, she just seems like off the bat, like,
yeah,
you know. But also she's like, I don't have time for this shit. Like, you know, she's no time for
it. Just drop me off.
Yeah, you know what? Fair enough, like, I guess, you know.
Yeah, probably is fair enough.
You know?
Especially
but, after but I, again, I don't think he's doing anything untoward either. You know, it's not like...
just a clash,
like,
of...
like, no, nobody's a bad guy in this
clash
situation.
Clash of personalities.
And then Homer sees the precious Venus.
Precious Venus. Thank you.
What a shot.
Of him, like, yeah.
And then, like, thank you.
I know.
I love the kids coming downstairs the next morning with, like, sore tummies.
I know.
And they're like, why don't we give it to some needy children? Like,
it's such a kid thing.
And like,
no.
they don't even say any words. No. It's like, and the crowd appears outside. Homer's first thought is like, oh no, the candy conventioners tracked us down.
And then, yeah, so then it turns out it's her leading the mob. There's the man that sexually harassed me.
Phew, for a minute there, I thought I was in trouble.
It's just, dough! I was actually a big fan of that dough, because it's kind of like, ugh.
Yeah. You know? And what I didn't like now is he was in his shirt and slacks in that scene.
And he's in his robe.
Next scene, he's in his robe.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't take a lot, like, you know?
Sure somebody got fired for that one.
Yeah, I do love this chant.
Love the chant.
2, 4, 6, 8. Homer's crime was very great. Great meaning large or immense. We use it in the pejorative sense.
That is brilliant.
Like, who's writing that? That's amazing.
That's
like,
so funny. Yeah.
Homer says he swears he didn't touch her. You know how bashful I am. I can't even say the word titmouse without giggling like a schoolgirl.
I mean, I'm not a mad fan of the giggle. I'm not going to lie, but you know.
Homer's giggles are normally, I can take them or leave them. Like, yeah. You know, like,
yeah. Yeah. It'll never make me laugh, but it's, you know, yeah. It's fine.
Sometimes it does, like.
Excuse me. Eh? Like that one?
No. Can we get a bleep in for that, like, when it goes out?
A bleep is more offensive on the ears.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. And that's that. So.
I love when she's like, you grab me in the car.
Yeah, and he expects her to know what he's talking about. He's like, I was just grabbing a gummy Venus de Milo that got stuck to your pants.
I love your one. Like, yeah, right, that's the oldest excuse in the book.
Yeah, the classic visual guy. He's like, come on, I'm a decent guy.
That was on the ads, like for Sky One.
I remember.
It's like, fuck.
And they're like, oh. Yeah.
Bart doesn't want to, you know, why would you want to touch a girl's butt? That's where cooties come from. And Homer explains how when the postcard Grandpa sent him in Florida had an alligator biting a woman's bottom.
Turns out that alligator was sexually harassing that woman.
And the dog in the Coppertone ad?
Yeah, that's kind of a grey area.
Went right over my head. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
The protesters are building a shanty town outside. And I do like this where it's like, he's like, do your worst. You can't stop me from living my life.
Yeah.
The shaking the car and it's shaking it on the freeway.
Looks like one of them's like, no respect for women, no peace.
Yeah. The protesters.
I love the one where he's in work.
He's like, just try to press the right buttons now.
Yeah. But why does he say, because Smith is like, you can't be in here. Why is he like, there with me?
I love it.
Tell them to get out.
He's just like, and I was like, credit to Homer there. Like, you know, like he's not.
He's actually being.
He's not like, get out of here. Yeah. He's just like taking his punishment.
Yeah, he's like, fine, whatever I have to do.
I love how Smith as well just like turns on his heel. Like, doesn't say it. And they're just like,
oh. That's that.
And Homer wants marriage to, you know, say something to make it all better.
Yeah. So he's like, Homer.
Uh-huh.
I already talked to the indignation coordinator. Indignation coordinator. I told her you were a decent man, but she wouldn't listen. Besides standing by you and supporting you, there's nothing more she can do.
You mean on my own? I've never been on my own. Oh, no. Oh no, I need help. Oh God, help me, God.
Yellow.
Hello, Homer. This is God. Freddy Jones from the TV magazine show Rock Bottom. We're aware of your problems, and Mr. Simpson, we want to help.
I saw that report you did on Sasquatch. It was fair and even-handed. I'll do it!
That's a brilliant one.
I love this guy's voice as well.
Like, I know.
Yeah, Godfrey Jones.
We're aware of your problems, and Mr. Simpson, we want to help.
I saw that report you did in Sasquatch. It was fair and even-handed. I'll do it.
And then, like, I mean,
this is just like, you know, Homer's excuse or his explanation is like, you know, I saw her sitting on the gummy Venus.
He says what happened.
Yeah. But then he's like, I was just thinking about that sweet, sweet candy.
Yeah.
I just wish I had another one right now. The most important thing is,
that's really great, Mr. Simpson. We got everything we need.
I was like, okay. Say, can you introduce me to Sasquatch? I like his style. Like, they all scatter off. And I was like,
and they see it's coming on. Like, how can they not like tell from the intro of Rock Bottom where, you know, they're clearly wanting to like do him, and he's like, here comes the bouncing ball of justice.
Tonight on Rock Bottom, we go undercover at a sex farm for sex hookers.
I keep telling you, I just grow sorghum here.
Uh-huh. And where are the hookers?
Round back. Whoops. Hey, you know what? That joke wasn't, I was watching this on Sky One.
Oh.
I had it recorded. They have a series link, so it's great.
Oh, brilliant.
But that one, that one and my one was, I keep telling you, I just grow sorghum here. And that was it.
Yeah.
And I was like, like, it was kind of funny, but I was like,
I remember it being like that on Sky back in the day as well. And then RTE, as they want to do, is they leave a lot more stuff in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like they showed the gun episode when Sky never did.
The gun episode?
Yeah.
Homer gets the gun. Like, yeah.
Because I remember, like, I watched them all on Sky, and then I was reading one of the Simpsons episode guide books. And I was like, what's this one about Homer getting a gun? I must see it. I haven't seen it. I've seen all the rest of them.
What percentage of Simpsons do you think you've seen overall? Of all the episodes.
So if you say 100% is
from
30...
episode 1, season 1 to the latest one.
70?
70%?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the, like...
Right. Interesting.
Maybe, what is it, 33 now?
I guess, yeah.
I'd say I've seen about full seasons of like 23 to 24.
Wow.
Seasons in full.
Wow. Wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
I've probably seen way more than I think
I have. Yeah, I think you have as well. Like,
I would have thought maybe 50%. Because I definitely wasn't watching the season 16, and I haven't really
got back. I'm not watching it either at season 16, but yet I'm sure you've seen it on
probably,
Sky.
Yeah.
Like, you're not watching it religiously.
Yeah.
But it just pops up. It's like, just in your orbit, like, you know? I do love this where it's the slow motion of Homer just getting the keys out of the pocket.
I know.
And it's like,
with a big frown on his face. Like,
gee, was a university honor student who devoted her life to kids until the night a grossly overweight pervert named Homer Simpson gave her a crash course in depravity, babysitter, and the beast.
Oh, crap.
Somebody had to take the babysitter home. Then I noticed she was sitting on her sweet can. I grab her sweet can. Oh, just thinking about her can, I just wish I had her sweet can.
So, Mr. Simpson, you admit you grabbed her can.
What do you have to say in your defense?
Mr. Simpson, your silence will only incriminate you further.
No, Mr. Simpson, don't take your anger out on me. Get back, get back. Mr. Simpson, no! Dramatization may not have happened.
I don't know if you notice it on the shows maybe Faye watches. I notice it especially on the ones Kerry watches, where it's like the editing is so clearly manipulated to be like, oh, like I've just dropped a bomb on you, and you're
what
just
are these, Real Housewives?
You're just staring, of those, and you're just like staring at me. But you know that's not actually what's happening.
Yeah,
in it. You know they're probably just staring because someone's talking to them, but they're not playing that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they completely edit the whole thing around. But anyway,
so after this, Homer decides everything's gonna be fine. Go upstairs, pack your bags. We're gonna start a new life
under the sea. His whole life on the sea is just eating the fish.
Like, he's really gone to town in this episode on like stuffing his face.
I know.
More so than ever. Like, I do love how just like there'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
That's the solution to everything.
It's not gonna happen.
Not with that attitude.
This whole thing will blow over, he says. Wouldn't you know it? Oh, sorry, he says, nothing ever blows
over. This was probably my favourite joke in the whole episode, where he's like, it didn't blow over, Marge. Nothing ever blows over for me. And the helicopter just blows his car over.
Who's paying for that? That was my question. I'm like, are you going to sue, like, Channel 5
whatever? Yeah.
This whole thing now, because I recently bought on DVD the documentary OJ Made in America.
Yeah.
It is a 6 or 7 hour film event.
Film?
Yeah. Well, I think ESPN did it as like 30 for 30. You know, they did, chopped it into episodes. But it won like best documentary at the Oscars. But in total, it's split up into like parts 1 and 2 and parts 3 and 4.
Right.
They're like 2 tracks on the disc. But in total, I think it was 450 minutes or something like that. Fascinating stuff.
Really?
Like, it talked about like him in college, you know, how where he grew up and how black people were fucking getting like second class citizens then. At the time the Rodney King stuff was going on. Like, he was like, and basically talks a lot of the black community, how like the athletes were like trying to like be role models and fight for equal stuff, and he would not, he wasn't black, He transcended race. He's not black. He's OJ.
Yeah, yeah.
But the whole, when it gets to, you know, the murder stuff and all, like, and this whole news coverage of it, I was looking at it there today and I was like, man, that is very
similar, yeah.
Well, it's just like they were camped outside his house and all, like, you know.
I can't imagine that.
But, like, obviously, like, he's a murderer. Like, yeah. It's fucking.
Do you follow him on Twitter by any chance?
No, I do not. He has a Twitter account.
That is the account you need to need to stop right now and follow.
Okay, like,
he just talks about football all the time.
Okay.
I think he's trying to get into, like,
well,
analysis or something like that.
They can't get him back on TV. Like,
no, but I think he's definitely angling for something because he's always talking about fantasy football.
But he's out of prison now.
Yeah, but he starts every Twitter or every video. It's just videos that he posts. And it's like the real OJ 32 or something it is. But he always starts like, hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. And then, like, he always ends up with, I'm just saying. Okay, take care. And, like, to see the videos, you would
think. He's never in jail.
Like. But it's worth it for the comments alone. Yeah, it's just like, killer vid, OJ. And, like, but, like, it's the, each one is cleverer than the last, you know, or he'll be like, give the man a chance. It's like, Nicole didn't have a chance, did she? Juice, you know, like all this sort of, like. But,
The first thing in the documentary is his parole video. Video of him in parole for his armed robbery thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like talking about how, you know, I'm a custodian here and I, you know, I coached a little bit. I didn't play, but I coached some of the, you know. And then it's like, Mr. Simpson, when you were first arrested, how old would you have been? And he's like, we talking about this? It's like, no, in 1994. When you were first arrested, how old have you been? Like, 46? And he's like visibly shaking, like, yeah, about 46, yeah. And then just kind of cuts off. And I was like, it's a perfect encapsulation of, like, this guy who's just compartmentalized that part of his life since he's got off. And it's like, and then as soon as it's brought back up, you can see it fucking... shook him to the core. Like,
it's weird seeing him now because, like, he seems like the nicest old guy. I know he's not.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's a flat out murderer and probably done way, like, a lot of other stuff. He did do a lot of other stuff, but, like, he clearly doesn't, like, he doesn't respond to anyone. He clearly just puts up the videos and just, but, like, it's all strictly about football.
Like, the whole, there's a guy in, like, and it's really horrible actually. They have some of his lawyers. They didn't get Cochrane for it, but they got Carl Douglas, F. Lee Bailey, and I think it's Robert Sheck. And they kind of talk about how, like, F. Lee Bailey, and there's, like, there's no way that wasn't planted there. And it's like, you're still going on with it. Like, the two white guys, and then the black guy, Carl Douglas, is like, when we were bringing them to the house, it was all white people on the wall. And it's like, I took them down. We got together. It was a shrine to Africa. And it was like, you know, all this stuff. He's like, if it had been a Latina person, we would have had him in a sombrero. And I'm like, this guy, you know, great. Like, he's telling it like it is. The other guy's like, they're like, that Furman definitely planted the glove. Like, it's a fascinating documentary.
Let's check that out.
Oh, really good, man. Yeah. Really good.
Is it on any of the platforms I have?
No. I had to buy the DVD or the Blu-ray.
Can I tell you? I went into the old WWE Network. So I'm sorry to take a little bit of a tangent here. They have, if I may say, outdone themselves in terms of the user interface. Like, first of all, they've got Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, old school.
And current as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And they've got Raw and SmackDown. I don't know. I just seen it there. It was like Raw. And it was like February 20th, 2020. I was like, oh, great. But all at the top is like 2020, 2019, 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can just go and go through every episode. And like, I tried to get it, but for some reason, my credit card details wouldn't work. I'm sure I wouldn't read too much into that. But no, I was trying to do it on my phone. I don't know. It wasn't letting me hit continue. But I think I'm going to get it because
I got it a login for you.
A-Rise?
Andy, if you're listening, thank you very much. Yeah, give it that one, man.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, sure, yeah.
I just watched NXT TakeOver last night, and it's fucking amazing.
Now, I'm not going to watch any of the current stuff.
Watch the Rumble. Watch the Rumble.
Okay, I'll watch the Rumble. Maybe some of the big pay-per-views I'll watch. But, because I seen WWE put some stuff up on YouTube, like full matches of, like, The Rock and Mankind in the empty arena and all this sort of stuff.
The Rock and the Mankind in the I Quit... Man,
can't watch that these days.
But my favorite bit in it is actually when he gets on the mic and he's like, "Bells will be ringing," yeah, and like ding.
Or like the empty arena match where he's like, "Hello," you know, in the office. No, he can't talk right now. He's got the rocked foot in his mouth. You know? But like, I want to just go back and watch old Raws and all SmackDowns and like the pay per views leading up. Even like King and JR, you forget how much they like.
JR is deadly. Like,
and the two of them. I know King is a creep, like, yeah, but I mean, like, the two of them together.
Sort of perverted Mickey Mouse.
But they're like them taking you through the whole episode. It's like, it's never boring. Like, you know the way, yeah, it's like, it's boring now for a long period. It's like, it's just,
it's
not.
It's just watered down.
If the match, like, is boring, you just listen to them, and yeah, you know,
it's different.
You know? It's like we were talking about last week, but you know. But anyway, where were we?
Just one thing.
Yeah,
I watched NXT TakeOver.
Yeah,
you were talking about Mauro Ranallo last year.
Like, he's so good.
His thing was like, "Mamma Mia!" And then like all the girls like, "Mamma Mia!" There is a clip. I think I tagged Gary on it when it was like, "Did you see Haaland's goal last night?"
I did.
Heavens above! That's Mauro Ranallo vibes. I love that. Him. Yeah.
I just want Mauro Ranallo to be announced and everything.
Where were we? Oh.
So, basically... Homer sleeps nude in an oxygen tent.
Yes.
Now, again, on the one in Sky, it didn't say sexual. They could have, which he believes gives him powers.
Oh, really?
And I was like, ah, like, come on.
That is a bit of a piss take on your boy, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He's not my boy. He's not my boy.
Him and OJ are going quite a...
I've got a bad... I need to get some... Yeah, anyway.
Homer changed it to Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yeah. Now, this is a joke that I thought... Absolutely no chance they would.
I don't know Homer Simpson.
I've never met Homer Simpson or had any contact with him, but like, I'm sorry, I can't go on. And your one's like, "That's okay. Your tears say more than real evidence ever could." Absolutely, they would never make a joke.
The
like
Simpsons
that.
Might, but that's a very good, like, something a bit more edgier.
Yeah.
Like, so
that's what I mean. They would.
That,
Yeah.
You could, in theory, still
but
make
they,
that
they
joke.
They wouldn't.
Yeah,
definitely.
And then you get today on Ben. Mothers and runaway daughters reunited by their hatred of Homer Simpson. And here's your host,
Gentleman.
I just have one thing to say. Let's have less Homer Simpson and more money for public schools. And then the voice of the woman, like, "Ben, I have a question."
And like the fact that like he just goes like he doesn't even go mad initially.
This is my biggest laugh of the episode, by the way.
He just goes over to like the food table. "No, Ben, no."
The sound of the sound of him hitting you, man.
"No, Ben, no."
And he's just about to collapse into the crowd when it cuts off as well. He falls and he's just about to land.
I love it. And now we return to Fox Night of the Movies. Homer S. Portrait of an Ass Grabber. Yeah.
Starring Dennis Franz. Yeah. And voiced by Dennis Franz as well.
It's like, "Ooh, portrait. Sounds classy." Doesn't it?
Like, "No, Mr. Simpson, a cat is a living creature. He's a
I don't care.
The fact that he's just like, he's knocking over like everything.
But I love how it's like downtown LA at like 1 a.m. Yeah. It's the street, like, and he's just like, now I'm gonna grab me some sweet.
Yeah. "No, Mr. Simpson, that's sexual harassment. If you keep it up, I'll yell so loud the whole country will hear."
"With a man in the White House? Not likely." Love it.
And then even the next joke is one of the most memorable.
Hour 57. That's great little touch, like.
"This is hour 57 of our live round-the-clock coverage outside the Simpson estate. Remember, by the way, to tune in tonight at 8 o'clock for highlights of today's vigil, including when the garbage man came and when Marge Simpson put the cat out. Possibly because it was harassed, we don't know. Of course, there's no way to see into the Simpson home without some kind of infrared heat-sensitive camera. So let's turn it on. Now, this technology is new to me, but I'm pretty sure that's Homer Simpson in the oven, rotating slowly. His body temperature has risen to over 400 degrees. He's literally stewing in his own juices."
some results of the phone-in. 95% of the people think Homer Simpson is guilty. Of course, this is just a television poll, which is not legally binding, unless Proposition 304 passes, and we all pray it will.
It's a great little addition, like.
And then Homer, this is actually like, he's like, he's so down. He's like, oh, a friend. And we're like, let us through, let us through.
Yeah, just, as soon as I hear Mo, I'm laughing, like.
Come on, let us through, you vultures.
Oh, Marge, it's a miracle.
How can you judge this man without talking to the people who know him best? We got the real dirt on Homer Simpson, and the bidding starts at 10 G's.
I bid 10 G's.
10-5 G's.
And like, did you notice who's up there? It's
Mo, Barney,
Lenny, Dr. Hibbert, like his physician.
Why is he always showing up and like,
no, but it's like his physician is like gonna give all the medical details or whatever. Like,
and that bidding starts at 10 G's. Oh, I love it.
10-5 G's. and so he needs a hug. They hesitate. His family hesitate.
Yeah, because they have been raised on TV, essentially, and it's hard not to believe it.
Are you hugging the TV?
I like that.
They give it a little kiss.
I like Homer in the fetal position then.
I love the idea of, like, because there's no TV there beforehand, the idea, for me, it was like he brought the TV up into the room because he does not want to leave the room. And he's like, you know, it looks like he hasn't been out of the room in days with the big beard. I love the Letterman, the impression. And the number one reference I am running into the ground is Homer Simpson.
And then you get, I never knew your man's name. The Bumblebee guy? Chespirito? That's what it says in the script.
No, it's Bumblebee Man is what they refer to. Maybe this.
It's Homer Simpson. I'm a molestado.
He turns on, Homer is sick of it. He turns on Evening at the Improv. They never talk about anything past the 1980s.
So good. Oh my god, I love this guy.
So
I think about weird stuff. Like, what would happen if E.T. and Mr. T had a baby? I think you get Mr. E.T., wouldn't you? And you know, I think it'd sound something like this. I pity the fool that doesn't phone home.
Well, I like how he's like,
come on.
Raise it up. Like, and I know Homer's like, ooh, I wouldn't want to be Mr. T right now.
Immediately.
Like, on the same level. Like, So the kids have an idea how they can clear his name. They need something where they don't know the meaning of entertainment. Public access television.
Now, it was only when they were saying this, I was thinking, isn't it mad the difference pre-internet? Like, if you're on the internet, you just put up a video.
Yeah.
And just...
That's it.
To say how it is. Whereas back then, you had to actually do something like this, you know, to actually be heard in your own voice without it being skewed.
At the public access station, you get the meme. Only 49 stars in that flag.
Is that a meme?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'll be deep in the cold ground before I recognize
Missouri.
Connemara or whatever.
Right.
And it's time for the Innocence Report with Homer Simpson.
Yeah. I don't know why, like, his whole speech I thought was good.
But
it's like, some of you wags have dubbed me Father Goose.
Yeah. And then he's like, look, I've done bad stuff in my life, but harassing women is not one of them.
Yeah.
Like, this one time we were having a race in a stupid old tiny bicycle with a big wheel in the front, so I figure we'll see about that. I get this big chunk of cinder block and the noise out of my ass.
I know.
Innocent. The switchboards are lighting up.
I love that.
Two calls, our best ever.
No, Janice doesn't live here. Hello? Yes, I am interested in long distance savings. Very interested.
Homer is at home. He's despondent. He's making homemade Prozac.
Needs more ice cream.
The doorbell rings. No.
So you don't like the old time bikes, huh?
The kick. The kick,
the punt,
is, like, it's like, it's so perfect. It's a perfect, like, doink.
It's a
like
flip,
the like, swing of the kick, and it just connects perfect.
It gets another ring of the bell, and it's Willie.
Yeah,
his hobby is secretly videotaping couples in cars. Didn't come forward because in this country it makes you look like a pervert.
But every single Scottish person does it.
Quimby one is like,
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah.
It looks like he's about to go down south on it, though, as well. Like, in the thing. Like, where's
that's
his
classic
head?
Joke, Wimby.
Where's his head going? Like,
I don't think that bit was in. That bit wasn't in my Sky one. No. It's like, I got the censored version.
So, and then you get Willie showing it.
Yeah.
But
the courts may not work anymore, as Marge says, but as long as everyone is videotaping everyone else, justice will be done.
So Lisa shows it to Ashley. She says it's okay. Rock bottom, Godfrey Jones
would like to make the following corrections.
A list of... Did you read the list?
I did. Yeah. And one of them was like, if you're reading this, you have no life.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember what the other ones were, but there was a load of... You could tell they had a bit of fun just throwing them in.
Tomorrow on Rock Bottom. He's a foreigner who takes perverted videos of you when you least expect it. He's... Rowdy Roddy Peeper. Oh, that man is sick.
Like, he literally learns nothing. I love that at the end where he calls Marge. He's like, Marge my friend. I haven't learned a thing.
Homer makes up with his real love, TV, at the end.
And scene.
Great stuff.
Well, Terry, shall we get into ratings?
Please.
Let me ask you something,
Mr. Scientist.
What did you think of this episode?
I loved it. It was great. It's always been one of my favorites. Really excited when it was coming up. It's a really good satirical episode.
Yep.
You know, which is something that, like, we talked about. Like, one of your favorites this year was Bart's Girlfriend.
Yeah.
And like, that was really funny. Doesn't have a lot of satire in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really skewering anything, but it's just really good. This is the flip side of how, like, they can do a really good episode but have a pointed, you know, thing of like, don't like this, don't like this.
Yeah.
I thought it kind of takes the media to task quite a bit.
Sorry,
but
sure
also,
does.
there's so many delightful bits in it. Like, a couple of great set pieces, like, you know, the candy convention under the sea. There's a lot of good stuff in
it's
there.
It's a big episode.
Yeah, it is a big episode, but also it's one story as well.
Yeah,
like, you know,
and
it kind of, like I always say, if you get that river, it starts off at one thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like, by the time you get to the end, it feels very organic.
Yeah, you're not thinking, how have I taken a
sharp
left turn?
Exactly. It's like, what do we start with? Like, you started with the candy, then it was your mum's arse, then it was, you know,
and then it's your mum's arse.
Yeah. My rating would be.
Give us your MVP first.
Oh, MVP. I'm going to go with Dennis Franz.
Oh, okay. I like it. Outside the box.
I just love that line reading. The man in the White House.
And what would your rating be?
I'm going to give it an above average 8.9.
Ooh.
Not very good.
Okay.
It's near the top of the pile for this season.
That is your second.
Is it?
Third.
Yeah, okay.
Favorite of the season.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Third or fourth in that ballpark is for me. What about you?
I did. I enjoyed it. I thought, like, in theory, like, if you were saying, like, if you were pitching the idea, like, how about Homer's accused of sexual harassment? Like, you would think on paper, no, we can't do that.
That,
or it wouldn't work in the Simpsons world.
That's a really
but
good point that you brought up there. It sounds to me like a very special episode or something like that, of like Saved by the Bell or something.
Like,
you know,
they have to do it right, so they obviously took a little bit of extra time with it or whatever, but it's just, on paper, it shouldn't work based on previous episodes, like, but they can kind of do no wrong at this point.
They're flying. The writing is so tight. It's so sharp. Like, you know, like, we were talking about the chant, 2, 4, 6, 8.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, where do you come up with that stuff?
I know.
Like, you know?
Like, that's just so clever.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought the pacing was good. I was never bored. I thought the story was good. I thought the jokes were great. And it is for that reason. I'll tell you my MVP first. It's Mo. I mean, few characters make me happier than Mo.
I thought you were going to go Godfrey Jones. Just
I was considering Godfrey Jones, but he, I don't know. Yeah, Mo is just.
I know you're a fan of The Voice.
I would give this episode a solid, I wouldn't rate it as high as yours, as per, but I would give it a solid 8.4.
Where does that put it in your this year?
Third best as well.
That's about right. Like,
And our first best.
Mine is The Pool.
Yeah. But our, 9.9 our top three episodes are the same, just not in the same order, essentially. Yeah, you gave it a 9.9.
Yeah, nothing's beating that, man, without it.
So, yes, that is that.
Yeah. As they say. Where can they contact us?
They can contact us on the internet at Put It In Age Pod on Twitter and on Instagram, Put It In Age Podcast on Facebook.
You can email us.
Mm-hmm.
Put It In Age Pod at gmail.com. You can support us by giving us a rating or a review.
Thank you very much for the recent ratings
on Apple Podcasts.
Much appreciated.
Any podcaster of your choice, mm-hmm. really. Like, you can also support us physically.
Very important.
By signing up to our Patreon. Now, exciting stuff. We are.
Can we talk about it now?
No. Well, we'll just say we're gearing up.
Let's talk about it.
No. Next. Next episode.
Yeah.
Next Simpsons episode. We'll just say we're almost there.
Yeah.
The ball's there. We just got to send them home.
Bags of packs. Got his airplane tickets.
Send them home, Andy.
If I may say, I forgot to mention at the start, shout out to a fan of the show, Niall, over in Japan, who recently got engaged.
Oh, Niall, I saw that. So, screwy. Congratulations. And also a big thank you to Dankmus for our theme song again.
You know what? I was 50-50 on it when we first started using it. I absolutely love it.
I can't imagine it without it.
I know. Like, it seems like it's always
I listened to It Was the Bliss of Times.
It was the Bliss of Times.
Yeah. It was the Bliss of Times. Yeah, very good. I get lost in his YouTube page. Yeah.
What else? There was something else I was going to say. I can't remember.
Well, we'll leave it there. So, next episode, Andy? I'll say you right here. You, sir, you look like a man who has trouble satisfying his wife.
Brilliant.
It's Grandpa versus Sexual Inadequacy.
I love that episode. Brilliant.
So we shall see you all then.
We will see you before then, of course, next week for
mini-sode.
The mini-sode. Yeah. Thank you very much, by the way, to the people. We had some new patrons in the last week or two. Thank you very much. And thank you very much to everyone who is
supporting us
and has signed up to the Patreon. That's brilliant. We're going to give you some real bang for your buck. Ooh. Probably in March. So thank you. And
tell it's going to be exciting.
Keep watching the skis.
Please.
Goodbye.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While the deep boating full time, you floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. It's hard 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry.
Yes, you got me on the plate.
But no, under the sea. Under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We want the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we have to hook up. We got no trouble. Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally.
Naturally.
Even the sturgeon and the ray. They get the earth to start to play. We got to hear it. You got to hear it. Under the sea. Play the flute, the cop, play the hop, the plays, play the bass, the sound, the job, the bass, play the brass, the chop, play the tom. The flute is the Duke of Soul. The way he can play the lings on the strings, the tom, backing up the blackfish, he sings the smelt and the sprat. They know where it's at, they know that blowfish. Thank you.
Crustacean band. These little clown here know how to jam here under the sea. These little slug here cutting a rug here under the sea. These little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we're lucky down in the muck here under the sea.
I'm missing a chair.
It's right there.
Hello.
Over there.
You've been here half an hour. You could have set the place up for
me. I was too busy talking shite waiting for you.
Yeah, right. You knew what time I was going to be here.
I did, yeah. And funny that, because I said, well, you know what, you'll hear it afterwards.
Funny that I text you at 28 minutes past. Five, and I said,
not by my watch.
All right, okay. Terry,
please.
Let's have a look here. 17:28.
What time is it saying your phone right now?
17:38.
Oh, someone says 43.
Ah, here's a piece of shit.
Okay.
You
want? Oh yeah. So.
Yeah.
2 seconds. No probs.
What time zone you got your assessment?
Oh, I don't know. Greenwich. I'm a Greenwichman. You know this.
Jerry,
you know me.
Larry, you know me.
It bothers people.
Could I ask you for a favor?
Go on.
I'd love some water. Where do I get water?
I'll fill you up, Terry.
Look at your face. You're like, adjusting your glass. Like, what is that?
What?
Entente Cordial is in there, yeah. No, so cool. I just need some water.
Double strength, I assume, with that little amount.
Oh,
stretch. Oh, I forgot about that actually. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
I've already eaten my.
Your chocolat?
I went with the classics. You know what? I'll save it. No, you know what I want? I went with the classics.
Yeah.
Aero.
What are we looking like levels wise?
Why don't you say something? Say something funny.
Woozle, I didn't want to go Woozle Wuzzle.
Woozle Wuzzle is fine.
Yeah.
It's a pest for comedy. Yeah. It's this. Woozle
Wuzzle. Jerry, hello.
How's your man's thing, by the way?
My what?
Your mother's thing.
Oh, it was actually just we had descended into drinking as per usual. But it was just we had in Laura's house. We had people around. We had drinks. Essentially, drink Mikey Mage sliders and chicken wings.
I tell you what, is there a better man than him?
I don't know.
I haven't met him.
I mean, he is in Amsterdam on thoroughly deserved break.
Yeah,
I think.
Good for him.
Chicken wings made were amazing. Did them in an air fryer.
I'm not air fryers and slow cookers and all that. I'm not I don't know.
Fryer guy.
I haven't used anything but the oven or the pan. You know what I mean?
You used to use a pot of grease.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Correct. Anyway. Why you gotta bring that up?
Are we recording right now?
We sure are. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Hello and welcome to Pun of the H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very well, Terry. Very well. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Ooh.